Translation. The saintly King Quatwanga, after being informed that the duration of his life will be only a moment more, at once freed himself from all material activities and took shelter of the supreme safety, the personality of Godhead. Purport. A fully responsible man should always be conscious of the prime duty of the present human form of life. The activities to meet the immediate necessities of material life are not everything. One should always be alert in his duty for attainment of the best situation in the next life. Human life is meant for preparing ourselves for that prime duty. Maharaj Quatwanga is mentioned herein as a saintly king because even within the responsibility of the state management, he was not at all forgetful of the prime duty of life. Such was the case with other Rajarishis, saintly kings, like Maharaj Yudhishthir and Maharaj Parikshit. They were all exemplary personalities on account of their being alert and discharging their prime duty. Maharaj Quatwanga was invited by the demigods in the higher planets to fight demons, and as a king he fought the battles to the full satisfaction of the demigods. The demigods, being fully satisfied with him, wanted to give him some benediction for material enjoyment, but Maharaj Quatwanga, being very much alert to his prime duty, inquired from the demigods about his remaining duration of life. This means that he was not as anxious to accumulate some material benediction from the demigods as he was to prepare himself for the next life. He was informed by the demigods, however, that his life will last only a moment longer. The king at once left heavenly kingdom, which is always full of material enjoyment of the highest standard, and coming down to this earth, took ultimate shelter of the self-safe, of the all-safe personality of Godhead. He was successful in his great attempt and achieved liberation. This attempt, even for a moment, by the saintly king, was successful because he was always alert to his prime duty. Maharaj Parikshit was thus encouraged by the great Shukadev Goswami, even though he had only 7 days left in his life, to execute the prime duty of hearing the glories of the Lord in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. By the will of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit instantly met the great Shukadev Goswami, and the great treasure of spiritual success left by him is nicely mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Brishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Kadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpa Tarubhnesha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Hare Krishna. So speaking today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, verse 113. So this is a very special purport because Prabhupada mentions 7 times the word prime duty. It's quite actually special. 7 times, never in other purports I noticed that he mentioned the same thing 7 times, prime duty. So now question comes immediately, what is the prime duty of a living entity? So Srimad Bhagavatam very clearly mentions Shukadeva Goswami, Savaipum Samparo Dharmo Yato Bhakti Jadokshaje Ahaitukya Pratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. Srimad Bhagavatam mentions, what's the prime duty of a living entity? Prime duty of a living entity is to engage in devotional service. Whatever else you may be doing, it should direct you towards devotional service. But what type of devotional service? Devotional service which is uninterrupted, so it should be steady. It should be not be motivated by any of our desires. We have sometimes people coming, I mean, myself being a pujari, I get requests of people, can you pray for me so I can get a British passport? Or can you pray for me because, I'm just going to buy a new car to make sure they don't cheat me and get good price. Other time they give me the keys from the car, I say, can you bless the keys of my car? So like that. Often it's motivated and most of the time it's not even engaged in devotional service. So it should be unmotivated devotional service. And then when it's unmotivated and engaged, it should be steady. Mamcha yovya bicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan pramabhuyaya kalpate. Devotional service should be steady. We should be focused and never disturbed by external circumstances. We should carry on doing service, whatever comes. And then the result comes. Otherwise, we can't be happy, really. Even if you practice devotional service, but you don't practice it full-heartedly, it will not bring the joy. You will get the benefit. You'll tick the box that you're pious and you're a devotee, but it will not bring real happiness. It will not bring joy in the heart. It should be unalloyed, pure devotional service. Then it's real. This is why it's called devotional service, because it should be with devotion. If it's no devotion, then it can't be called devotional service. It's just a service. You're doing it. You have service to your country. You're not doing it with devotion. You're doing service to your work, because it's not devotion, it's a duty. So Krishna doesn't want that. Krishna wants devotion. Srimad Bhagavatam goes further. Dharma svanustita pumsam vishvakshena katasuyaha notpadayetyatiratim shrama eva hikevalam. Srimad Bhagavatam says that you may be doing so many things, but if that doesn't lead you to devotional service in your life, shrama eva kevalam, everything becomes useless. Everything else you do in your life is just useless if it's not engaged in devotional service. So we need to think and ask ourselves questions. Whatever we do in our life, are we engaging ourselves? Are we focusing on devotional service? Sometimes even when you're coming to the temple, many times we come into the temple, but why we come into the temple? Is it because it's part of, being in community, part of having this prestige of being now Brahmin initiated devotee and being part of the scene when, my friends are going, so therefore I'm going also. And then sometimes when Abhishek is happening, whole year we don't see no one in a temple, and then when Abhishek is happening or festival, then everyone comes suddenly. I'm not saying we devotees, but you will always have some devotees who come for prestige. Oh, I need to be seen that I'm now senior devotee. So all of us have these tendencies. All of us have to some degree tendencies that you want to be seen as a special senior devotee. But if you look 10 years back or 15 years back, 20 years back, when we have been, given mercy by senior devotees who came and picked us up, someone from material world, and gave us the beads, and gave us the Mahamantra to chant, and then we have been saved by devotees. We don't remember. We should not ask devotees, or we should not judge devotees what they did previously in their life. Shastra says we should never question previous life of devotees. But at the same time, we should know ourselves that we have been also, a few years back, somewhere, not thinking of Krishna. What's this bhajan? Manusya janama paya radha Krishna na bhajiya ratina janmi lokene hai. So, Narottam Das Thakur, I believe, is saying, and I've been wasting my time. you know, for life after life, I didn't serve Krishna. I forgot about Krishna. I was just drinking poison, but enjoying in material activities. So all of us have done that. So now, by the mercy of devotees, we are here. So let us not waste this moment. Let us not waste this opportunity and take advantage of what was given to us. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is also one of my favorite shlokas, which explains the beauty of devotional service. It goes like this. Nahyato na shiva panta vishata samsmrita viha vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yogo yato bhavet. It says that this devotional service is the best. This bhakti yoga is the best for one who is wandering in this cycle birth and death. While you can't find, and in Bhagavatam explains, you can search, but you will not find better process than this. Nahyato na pata nyapanta shiva. It says that this is most auspicious process, this bhakti yoga. You will not find more auspicious process than this. So now we have been given opportunity. So let us take advantage of this. Who knows where, you know, if we lose it now, when we will get it again? We, of course, know Prabhupada will mention that it's a golden age now. Now Mahaprabhu appeared and he is giving mercy very freely to everyone. He just sends his generals around the world, different sadhus who are traveling around the world, and he's giving mercy to everyone. Yenya cha papa yat padasha ashrayaha shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam says, doesn't matter who you are, Kirata, Huna, you know, Yaksha, Rakshasa, you know, Mlecha, whichever part of the world you are, if you simply take shelter of a Vaishnav, of a pure Vaishnav, you'll be purified. That's the message from Srimad Bhagavatam. And who is pure Vaishnava? We know many times Prabhupada was asked, how many pure devotees are there? And Prabhupada said, how many devotees are there? So many pure devotees are there, as many devotees are there. And then you can see, I was just reflecting with one friend, if you just think about our leaders, our spiritual masters, I mean, I was just reflecting, for example, Shivara Maharaj, Jaipadaka Maharaj, Bhaktichara Maharaj. If you see the history, like Shivara Maharaj, for example, he just went to Hungary. There was not even one devotee there. He went there, he opened one center. After some time, he opened the farm, he installed the Radha Krishna deities, he created the dam. He created the dam simply by, you know, going there. He initiated devotees. Now we have like hundreds and thousands of devotees in this country. You know, Jaipataka Maharaj just meets his spiritual master, accepts it sincerely, follows the instructions. He is sent to India. He goes to Bengal, you know, learns Bengali, gets the Indian citizenship, and just makes like tens and thousands of devotees. Bhaktichara Maharaj, he goes to one part of the world, and it makes so many devotees. And like, we have so many examples of our sadhus like that who go, they've been sent by their spiritual master, and they just make so many followers. So who is pure devotee? Someone who is following instructions of the spiritual master. Upadekshanti te jnanam. Bhagavad Gita explains that you should accept spiritual master, serve him, offer respects to him, and then upadekshanti te jnanam, spiritual master, reveals, gives the knowledge, imparts the knowledge to a sincere follower, sincere disciple. So this is how you know who is pure, somebody who is following the pure process. So we may not be pure, but this process is pure. These four regulative principles in 16 rounds makes us pure, although we may not be. So if we are here, we're practicing the pure process, we'll be here. The moment you stop practicing, you go down. So there are two essential ingredients in devotional service. I was just reading New Vraja Mahima from Shivaram Maharaj, and in one of the purposes he's mentioning two essential things in a devotional service. And that's the affection and the attention. He said if you get these two ingredients right, spiritual life will be very smooth. So what means attention? So let me share a story with you from Srimad Bhagavatam. There was two great devotees, Shrutadev and Baholashva. So they've been the great devotees of Krishna. They've been worshipping Krishna every day. And then Bhagavatam Samacharyas explain, because at that time when they had been present, Krishna was also present. So Krishna was in Dwaraka. They could never visit him because they had their own deities that they worshipped. They'd be so attentive to worshipping their personal deities, so they could not even go nowhere. They'd been so focused on worshipping their deities. So Boholashva was king, and Shrutadeva was simple, poor Brahmin, but both of them pure devotees. And both of them had desire to have a darshan of Krishna. Bhagavatam explains what darshan we should desire, what type of darshan of Krishna. So Bhagavatam explains, darshanam no didikshunam dehi bhagavatarchitam rupam priyatamam svanam sarvendriya gunanyanam. So Bhagavatam says you should desire darshan of Krishna, that form of Krishna with two hands and the flute, because that's the form that purifies all the senses. That's most attractive form, purifies all the senses quickly. Although all the forms of the Lord are Ramadi Murti Shukalani Amena Tishtan Nana Vatara Makarod Bhuvane Shukintu. There are many, many forms of the Lord, but Krishna is most attractive and most sweet. So we shall desire that. So Shrutadeva and Boholashva have been desiring that and doing their puja. Boholashva is running his kingdom, Shrutadeva is just focusing on brahminical activities. Krishna being Paramatma in heart and knowing past, present and future, Vedaham samati itani, vartmanana nicharyuna, bhavisyani chabhutani, mamto veda nakashana. Krishna says to Arjuna that I know past, present and future, I know everything. So he knows heart of his devotees. So then he decided to visit them. And this was in Mithila. So then Krishna got the chariot, and he was about to go, but then also he decided to take the sages with him, local sages to accompany him. And then some of the chariots explained that, generally sages, they will never go on a chariot, but Krishna invited them to go on a chariot with him. So instead of walking, they actually joined on a chariot of Krishna to go and visit the sages. So whenever we practice our spiritual life, you will see Krishna doesn't come alone. It always comes with his devotees. And devotees never come without Krishna. You get the package. Srimad Bhagavatam also explains that the devotee, the third class devotee, is one who just sees Krishna. Acharameva haraye shudamyam. What is that? Acharameva haraye. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that if you worship Krishna, but you don't respect devotees, then that's the third class. Second class devotee is who worships the deity with great devotion, does his duty very nicely, makes friends with devotees, and avoids envious. That's the second class devotee, and that's what we should aim for. We may not be there, but we should have a goal to reach that. So then Krishna came. He came to visit his devotees. So he arrived to Mithila and first, then he was about to visit, and then Boholashva and Shrutadeva, they've been thinking, Krishna will not come to me, he'll go to him first. Like that, they have been thinking like this, to who Krishna will come first? Again, Krishna knowing everyone's heart and being a Bhaktavatsala, he's thinking, no, I'll come to both of them at the same time. So like that. And then he comes to Boholashva king, and king offers him padya, margya, machamaniya, madhupark, and all the worship, incense, ghee lamp, and the flowers, chamara, all the golden paraphernalia. He's doing all the puja. And then, he gives him beautiful, seat to sit, very expensive seat. So he sits, and then, Krishna is fully satisfied. All the sages are fully fed with all the sumptuous, rich food. And then Boholashva is extremely happy, fully satisfied. Now Krishna, the Supreme Lord, came to my house. What else? Then all this water from washing the feet of the Lord he put on head of each and every devotee in his house, each and every family member. And then Krishna, at the same time, he went to Shrutadeva. So when he visited Shrutadeva, Brahmin, of course, he was very poor. Generally, Brahmins, they'll keep life simple. Why they'll keep life simple? Because they just want to focus on the essence. It's very interesting because also Bhagavatam explains what's the essence. Kalim sabajayantarya guna gya sarabhaginaha. It says, yatra sankirtane neva Sarva Svarto Abilabhyate. It says, why sages are doing that? It said sages are the most intelligent, and they're looking for the essence, Sarabhaginaha. They're worshipping the essence of this age, Yatra Sankirtane Neva. Simply by doing Harinam in this age of Kali, Sarva Svarto Abilabhyate. Simply by doing Harinam, all desires are fulfilled. So Brahmins know that. Keep my life simple, and I'll focus on the essence of life, on the prime duty of life. Prabhupada mentioned 7 times, prime duty. Prime duty is chant Harinam, and everything will come. And we can see in our lives when we became devotee, and you can see in lives of devotees who are very serious. Devotees who are seriously chanting Harinam, distributing Harinam, and privately chanting Harinam, you'll see that they are all fully satisfied and happy, and all their needs are covered by Krishna. Ananya shintayanto mam yejana paripasate tesam nitya biyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Krishna says, I'll provide whatever you lack, and I'll protect whatever you have. Just depend on me, Krishna says. And best way to depend on Krishna is by chanting Harinam. Yannama shutti matrena puman bhavati nirmalaha tasya tirta padankimva dasanam avashisyate. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, one who chants Harinam, he gets simply very quickly purified. So what else is there to do for such a person? There is nothing else to do, simply chanting Harinam. So that's our prime duty. This is what Shrutadev did. So this doesn't mean if you're not Brahmin, if you're not simple, if you're king, you can't do that. You can, because we see an example of Bahulashwa king. Although he was king, he was not simple Brahmin. He still engaged everything in devotional service. He still engaged all his family members in devotional service. So we can do in any circumstances. We may be a brahmachari or sannyasi dedicating our life to Guru and Krishna, or we may be householders having our family members. We can still fully dedicate our life to the service and equally benefit, get the benefits and please Krishna. As we see in our own congregation, there are so many wonderful devotees who are doing the same, going on Harinams, doing deity seva, preaching, giving classes, and purifying their hearts and in coming closer and closer to Krishna. So then when Krishna arrived to Shrutadev's house, he was very simple Brahmin, so he offered him just simple straw mat. And then he actually needed to send his wife to get from the neighbors different boga to cook so they can offer to Krishna. And with the different mango leaves, bananas itself, and different fruits, he fed Krishna. But he did one mistake. Bhagavatam explains he was worshipping Krishna, and then, you know, doing all the puja, he put the water of Krishna's, you know, charanamrita in his head and in his family member's head. But he forgot one thing. Krishna didn't come alone. Krishna came with the sages. So Krishna, while he's glorifying Krishna, Krishna didn't correct him like this, but he just draw his attention towards the sages. Don't forget, my sages are also here. Don't forget about my devotees. Sadavo hridayam mayam sadunam hridayam tvaham. Bhagavatam explains that sadhus are in my hearts, and I'm in hearts of my sadhus. So they're always thinking on me, and I'm always thinking about them. So we are never separate. So Krishna is never separate. So, you know, we have many shlokas in Bhagavatam explaining that Krishna, whoever is claiming that he is my devotee, is not really my devotee, but whoever is claiming that he is devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee and is very dear to me. So then he just kind of draw attention when he was glorifying Krishna, and Krishna just draw attention to these sages to understand they are also here. And in purport is also explained that he forgot. And then Krishna may draw attention towards the sages, so he understands. I was hearing one devotee was saying, he says, everyone goes to the place where he is most loved. And this is why Krishna goes to Vrindavan. because he's loved the most there. So Krishna will always go to the place where he feels most loved. Sometimes we see, oh, this devotee is so blissful, he's so happy, he's so absorbed. Why? Because Krishna comes to a person who loves him the most. Naturally, we all are the same. We always go to the place where we feel loved the most. If we don't feel loved, we'll not be so eager to go to that place. Krishna is the same. This is why he goes to Vrindavan. And this is his favorite place because everyone loves him so much. So if we love Krishna here, Krishna will come here. In fact, he came. Shri Radha Gokulananda came because Prabhupada loved them and he invited them. And by his mercy, we all have opportunity to cultivate devotional service. So Maharaj explained like this, attention to the detail. This is Bahulashva and Shrutadev. And he's going further explaining about the affection. That affection is important. So being, very attentive to the details, is important. But same time, affection, devotion, having devotion. So let us discuss about devotion a little bit. Why devotion is so important. Let us see examples of devotees who are practicing that. My favorite chapter in Bhagavatam is about the Sudama Vipra Brahmin. Just incredible to see. He was just such a simple man. And he was so absorbed in his worship of Krishna that he actually didn't even think about eating much. So he was very skinny. His health was not so good. And then his wife was complaining to him. He said, you need to look after your health. Your health is poor. You're very skinny. You don't have nothing to eat. And in fact, Krishna is your close friend. You went to Gurukul with him. You spent so much time with him. And he's so rich. What will be for him to give you one cow or a little bit of wealth? Go and ask him. And then Brahmana Sudama was not interested. Like we said, Ahaitukiya Pratihata. He didn't have any motives. His devotional service was not, it was fixed. So he didn't want to really go, but sometimes you need to keep peace in a family life. So you need to do things that you don't like to do sometimes to keep the peace in the house, right? So then he said, okay, I'll go. So then he was thinking, but I'll go to see Krishna, but what I'll give to him? Shri Radha Gokulananda ki. So he said, what I will give to Krishna, I can't just go without the gift. And that's our tradition. Whenever you come to the temple, you should always bring something. If it's one fruit, one banana, one mango, one apple, one flower, you should always come to the temple and give something to you. You should never come without the gift. You're coming to the greatest person in the creation. You should always bring something. Can be just one flower picked in a garden. That's enough. Krishna is happy with that. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayaschati. Krishna says, I don't need nothing from you. In fact, I have everything what I need. So don't try to, bring me some great opulence. I'm not interested. In fact, there is one statement in Shastra. He said, Krishna, I think maybe 11th canto somewhere I read. He said, Krishna doesn't look what you give him, he's looking what you keep behind. So sometimes we'll give 10 pounds, but we are keeping behind 100. So Krishna is not interested in your wealth, he's interested in how much you're holding back. So we should always try to give. Srimad Bhagavatam goes further explaining, Etava janma sampalyam dehina miha dehishu sarvai artai diavacha Shreya Acharanam Sada. Srimad Bhagavatam says the duty of a living entity is to engage Sarva Artha Diyavacha. All the artha, all the wealth, all the skills and talents that you may possess. You may be a good singer, you may be very good with business, you may be very expert speaker. Whatever you may be, use your artha, your skills and talents in Krishna's service. You may have very good intelligence. You may be very good in, writing books, very good speaker or, counselor. Engage this in his service. Watch your words like that. That's the duty, prime duty of a devotee. So we should all engage that. So this is what Brahmana Sudama did. And then he asked his wife, please go and get some something so we can give to Krishna. So he got his wife got some rice, some old rice from the neighbors. She begged, and then she put it in a cloth in the bag. And then he took his walk and was walking towards Krishna. Again, while walking towards Krishna, towards the Dwaraka, he was just meditating on Krishna's qualities. That was his meditation, nothing else. So he was meditating on his qualities. And because he was constantly meditating on Krishna, what happened to him? Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavata kinchan sarvai gunastatra samastasura harava bhakta sekuto mahat guna manoratena satidavato bahi. It says that one who practices devotional service and meditates on Krishna constantly, he develops all the qualities of the demigods. All the good qualities manifest in devotee who is practicing Krishna consciousness properly. So this is why Sudama was pure, because he was constantly engaged in devotional service. Harau abhakta sekuto mahat guna, one who doesn't practice devotional service, there will be no good qualities. It can't be, because he's just associating with material things. So this is what happened to Sudama Vipra. He was constantly absorbed in Krishna consciousness, therefore he had developed all good qualities. He reached Dwaraka, and because he was Brahmin, nobody stopped him. He entered in, and the moment Krishna saw him, his eyes became big. He ran towards him, he embraced him. And then he's offering prayers, who am I? I got embraced by Krishna. Who am I? You know, I'm just simple Brahmin. Krishna embraced him, and when he touched his body, he could feel his bones and his veins. He was very skinny. He offered obeisances, he went on the floor, did dandavats to him, and then he washed his feet. Just imagine, personality of God at most pure, Parabrahman, is worshipping the feet of a simple old man. He washed his feet, he washed his hand, he gave him madhupak. Madhupak is a drink with all the very special items like honey, ghee, milk, yogurt. Very like a sumptuous, rich drink. He gave him that. He offered the arati with all the golden paraphernalia decorated with all sorts of gems. And then after that, he sat him down on a very, very opulent seat. And then he asked him questions, how are you? How is everything? Do you remember our times when we have been in Gurukul and we got lost? And then our spiritual master saw us, looked for us. And then he could not find us, and he was so worried. And then finally, he found us, and he was so happy for us that we surrendered to spiritual master and did so much sacrifice to get some wood for his yagya. So he was so pleased, and he said, "May all the Vedic mantras always reside in your heart, and you never lose the meaning of a Vedic mantras." He gave them these blessings. Blessings of spiritual masters go a long way. Blessings from a Vaishnavas go a very long way. Never underestimate a blessing of a Vaishnava. And blessing doesn't mean simply, oh, give me your blessings, and then devotee puts his hand on your head, bless, bless. That's not a blessing. Blessing is when somebody is genuinely in your heart pleased with you. When somebody genuinely, when he thinks about you, he just is happy. He brings happiness to his heart. That's the blessing. Blessing is not something external that somebody needs to tell you, you're a very nice man and may you become very successful. It's nice, we should do that. But the real blessing is when a Vaishnava is genuinely pleased in his heart. And you'll know that. You'll know when somebody is pleased with you in your heart. It'll be very clear. So Krishna... spiritual master was very pleased with Krishna and Sudama. The spiritual master was very pleased with them. So they got all the Vedic mantras have been revealed to them. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, or other places explains, that one who has faith in spiritual master and Krishna, all the Vedic scriptures will be revealed to such a person. You don't need to be very knowledgeable. Bhagavad Gita also explains that simply by practicing devotional service, I'll give you intelligence to come to me. And Prabhupada in purport explains, you don't need to be even very intelligent. He will give you just enough for you to go back to Godhead. We have examples, for example, and our classic example at the manor is Mother Kulangana. She was not a scholar. She didn't know Sanskrit.
She didn't give classes, but she is pure devotee. She's very advanced devotee because she dedicated her life to Guru and Krishna. She had full faith. If Prabhupada says this, I do this. If Prabhupada says I offer 3 incense to Krishna, I'll not offer 5, I'll offer 3. Doesn't matter who comes to me and tells me, make 5 sandesh of Krishna to Krishna. If Prabhupada said 4, I'll do 4. So whatever Prabhupada told her, whatever instruction she received, she followed the last moment. This is why she was pure, because she was dedicated. And then all the knowledge was revealed to her. She knew how to behave with devotees. She knew what to say at the right time. Sometimes she will say to you something, and it will just hit your heart. And you will know, oh my God, how she knew about it. How she knew what I was struggling with. Why? Because she is following her guru very sincerely. Then Krishna uses her as an instrument. So our devotional service will never be forgotten by Krishna. Whatever devotional service we are performing, Krishna will never forget. Guru will never forget. Very nice example is just happened last year during the lockdown. Myself and Jagat Priya have been discussing that many times. So last year during the lockdown, myself and Jagat Priya have been sometimes this time, around this time of the year, last year, we have been thinking which outfit to offer to Krishna next day. So we've been discussing which outfit. And then we decided what green outfit we'll offer to Krishna. And that is actually the outfit that Ramadevi Mataji Prabhupada disciple made. So we offered that outfit to Krishna. And then darshan happened, and then I sent message to one of the Prabhupada disciples. Can you send message to Ramadevi Mataji that look, we offered her outfit to Krishna? That is the outfit that is made for 40th anniversary of installation of Radha Gopinanda. So then I went to do my service. That same day on the evening, I get a call from one Prabhupada disciple. Very serious, voice he had. He called me and said, why you offer this outfit today? And I was worried. I'm like, a Prabhupada disciple is calling me, asking why I offer this outfit. Did I do something wrong? Did I choose the wrong outfit? And I was thinking, I just chose this outfit because... it was not put long time, and it's nice outfit, so we decided to offer to Krishna. So you know what happened? I said, what happened? So we messaged Ramadevi Mataji that we offered the outfit, and it's actually today is her birthday. So now if you think, there is 365 days in a year, and we have over 100 outfits of the deities. What's the chance we will choose the same outfit on a day when it's her birthday? She was so happy. She wrote us a long message thanking us and then being very grateful. Grateful for that we offered that outfit. A few months later, she left the planet and went to her eternal service to her spiritual master in spiritual world. So that was her last birthday. But the thing is that what's the chance? Krishna never forgot her service. For years she was making outfits for the deities around the world. She was very famous for that. She was dedicating her life to Guru and Krishna. And the right time, just a month before she left the planet, Krishna put the outfit on that she made for him. The last outfit she made for him. Krishna didn't forget. So Krishna will not forget what we are doing for him. Even the smallest service, cleaning of the temple, doing puja, any seva, Krishna will never forget. How small or big, doesn't matter. Krishna looks for your devotion. So that's the message for today. It's 8:30, so we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubnishcha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Any questions? Okay, so we'll stop here. Hare Krishna.